Hey, this is Leo for Actualized.org, and in this quick self-help segment, I am going to talk about how to stay focused. So focus is the topic of the day. Focus is an important topic, right? Because why do you want to stay focused? If you cannot focus, then you cannot be productive and you cannot get any work done. And then you're staying in place in your life or you're sliding backwards and you're not moving forwards the way you want to. So whether it's focus at school, focus at work, or even focus in a relationship, or focus in a hobby that you're doing, or whatever, being able to focus is critical to getting you the results that you want. It's actually not only critical for that, but it's critical for your happiness too, because we human beings are really not multitasking machines. We suck at multitasking, despite what you might hear out there. We are much better when we're focused. And when we're focused, and we're super focused, and we're using our skills in a process that is challenging to us, and we're able to match our skill set to the challenge that is coming up, then what happens is that we actually get into a state of flow, as it's called. This is a psychological concept from Csikszentmihalyi, which is he was a famous psychologist in the positive psychology movement, and he talks about flow. Flow being this state of ease that you enter into and total absorption when you are focused on a single task and you're doing it and you're excelling at it and you're doing it really well. So how do you actually stay focused? What are the practical ways to get this abstract notion of flow to come into your life? A couple of simple points here that you can go implement immediately. So flow focus is all about eliminating distractions. So what are the distractions right now that are keeping you from being focused? Go ahead and sit down, pause this video, and jot down five things. What are five things that are keeping you distracted in whatever area of life you want more focus in? So are you not focused at work? What is distracting you? Is it hunger because you're not eating in the morning? Is it your boss who comes in and disturbs you every 15 minutes? Or is it emails? Is it the Twitter feed that's pinging you? Is it your cell phone that's vibrating from texts that you're getting hit up with? What is distracting you? What about at school? What's distracting you there? What about in your relationship? What's distracting you there? Sit down and identify those factors. Because once you've got those identified, and I think what you'll find is actually that one of the biggest factors that you'll find is multitasking. You trying to do multiple things at one time. And that, of course, is the antithesis of focus. When you're doing multiple things, you are not focused by definition. You're splitting your focus. And when you split your focus, it's like, you know what it's like? It's like, imagine if we had the sun and it was a bright sunny day and I gave you a magnifying glass and I said, here, you can take this magnifying glass and if you hold it up at the right angle and you hold it steady, then you can burn that ant right there on the ground or you can set that leaf on fire. And at first thought you'd say like, wow, that's, if you didn't know that, you'd say, wow, that's amazing. I can't believe that's true. Let me try it. And then you take that magnifying glass and you'd run over and you try to burn an ant or burn a piece of leaf. But of course, if you didn't listen to the fact that I told you that you have to keep it steady and you have to focus the rays, then what's going to happen is you're going to just kind of move it around, and you're going to come back to me and you're going to say, what the hell? Nothing worked. This you're lying to me. This doesn't work. It's not possible to take the sun's rays and burn anything with them. They're too weak. And of course, the problem is that you didn't focus the rays first. That's exactly what it's like in your life. If you're trying to get some success in your career, in your business, at school, what you need to do is you need to put your full attention on it, right? You need to bring all those rays to a point. You need to bring your thoughts to a point. Your mind has to be focused on whatever it is that you're doing. And we can't do that when we're trying to talk to our boss on Skype, and then simultaneously we're trying to answer an email for a client, and then simultaneously we're trying to text with your girlfriend or boyfriend, and then trying to cook lunch and trying to listen to the radio. If you're trying to do all those things at once, you're going to be really, really miserable, and you're actually going to be performing all of them suboptimally, and you're going to feel very frantic and overwhelmed when you're doing that. So here's the biggest thing. You've got to eliminate the distractions and really restructure your life so that you have time, quiet time, to just focus on one thing at a time. This is called working in block time, and I cover this concept more deeply in my personal development blueprint, which you can find on actualize.org. But what I'll briefly mention about it here is that to work in block time, what you got to do is you got to basically set off 60 to 90 minute blocks throughout your day where you sit down and work on a task and you do nothing else. You do not let yourself get distracted by anything else. You don't let yourself get up and do other things. You just focus on that one task, and you don't do multiple tasks at the same time. It's a very simple concept, but do you actually have it implemented? Very few people, I find, do. Even when you know about the concept, it still takes some time to actually go and restructure your day so it's like this. That means when you sit down to work, you sit down and you say, okay, what's the most important thing I gotta be doing right now? I gotta be checking emails? Okay, then you sit down and you just check emails for 60 to 90 minutes. You just check emails, nothing else. You don't check your cell phone. You don't check your text messages. You don't browse the web while an email is loading. You don't talk to your boss. You don't go up and grab a bagel. You don't do anything but checking emails. And you do that for 60 to 90 minutes. Then, because you've been so focused on checking emails, you're going to find, first of all, you've checked a lot of emails and you basically got that task done because you were so focused, so determined. You got a lot of work done. You were able to concentrate. But then, of course, because you were so focused, now you're a little bit exhausted because you did put a lot of mental energy into that task. And now what you got to do is you got to give yourself a little bit of a break, 10 to 5 to 15 minute break. That's where you can go and grab your bagel, talk to your friends, you know, text your girlfriend or whatever. And then 15 minutes later, you come back and you start the next task. Maybe you need to do another session of email checking, or maybe you got to do something else. Maybe now maybe you're going to have a meeting with your boss. And you do a meeting with your boss for however long that needs to take. And don't make these blocks too long because you're going to get exhausted. So 60 to 90 minutes. Do that and then take another break. And basically have your day broken up into these blocks so that you can focus on single tasks. And what you find that way, if you develop this discipline and really prevent yourself from multitasking, shut off all the distractions, close the doors, close the computer screens, close the web browsers, shut down the cell phones, you're going to find that each one of those tasks is getting completed so much faster. So maybe before we're checking the email would take you half the day. If you just focus on it for 90 minutes without any distractions, you'll get all your email checked in just 90 minutes. And you'll be surprised, because right now you might be thinking, well, I got to put in as much time as I can, and that my work and my productivity is tied to the amount of time that I'm putting in. But actually, your productivity is more tied to your focus and the energy you're putting in. And a task that should take 90 minutes can easily take a half a day or a whole day if you're doing a bunch of other things while you're trying to do that task. Because here's what happens is that every time you get distracted, studies have shown that it can take up to 10 to 15 minutes to get your mind back on track with the activity that you were doing. This especially applies if you're doing creative type of work. Let's say you're drafting up a plan for your business, or you're writing a complicated piece of code, or you're planning a presentation that you're going to give at work. If you're doing something creative like that, that requires a lot of your thinking skills and creativity skills, then you're sitting there and you're making that presentation, let's say, and then your boss comes in, he interrupts you 20 minutes in, you talk to your boss for 5 minutes and he walks out. Now, it might take you 10 to 15 minutes to get back to that mental state that you were at when you started, before your boss came in. And that, of course, is setting you back, because those 10 to 15 minutes that it's going to take you to get back into that flow state is time that you lost, time that you're not productive. And also, it's just not satisfying to us as human beings. Our psychology is not satisfied when we're always interrupted and we're not able to finish things off. So that's important. I think that is really the key to focus, is to just shut off the distractions and to have the discipline to do that. I know in my life, I personally don't have enough discipline, so I've actually lately been working on this. You know, I've been shutting off my cell phone more. I've been muting my cell phone. I've been giving myself more quiet time to do the things I need to do. because otherwise I can't get done the important things that need to be done and I can't focus. For example, right now I'm doing an hour of meditation in the morning. And to do an hour of meditation is challenging because I do have other obligations. I could be checking email, I get phone calls all the time, I get text messages. What do? I have to just shut it off. I have to shut it off in my mind, I have to shut it off in the real world. If I'm sitting there and my cell phone is not muted, there's no way I can meditate. So I have to mute my cell phone. Just a practical little tip, but it gets me focused. So again, going back to that list of the five distractions that you have, now I want you to come up with a list of five things you can do to eliminate those distractions. What would that be? What does that mean for you? If you go ahead and you do that and you implement this block, working in block time technique, you're going to find that your focus skyrockets, your satisfaction skyrockets, you're going to be in the flow a lot more consistently, you're going to be happy, and you're going to be way, way, way more productive. All right, this is Leo. I'm going to wrap it up here. Go ahead and leave me your comments. I'd love to hear your thoughts on how to focus and how these techniques work for you. And then, of course, please like this and share it. And don't forget, go to actualized.org for more advanced personal development videos like this, where we really teach you how to become a high performer in your life. Focus is just one of those parts, and there's many other components to that, and I cover focus a lot more in depth. And you can go there, check out my free videos, sign up to the newsletter so you always get all the new stuff that I'm publishing every week.